This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And got plenty of time here, about an hour left in the show, but plenty of time to be answering all your gardening questions, so definitely give us a call. We do have some calls on the line already, so Nathan, who's up next?
Gene is in Osterville.
Gene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. Yes, I have a couple of questions. I've used Magi-Cal and Love Your Soil this spring.
Okay.
And
yeah.
I also used it beginning of the summer. And I'm wondering if I should use it now again.
So you can actually use those products in six-week intervals, right?
Okay.
So if you did it 6 weeks ago, you can put it down again.
Okay. And how about step three for fertilizing the lawn?
When was the last time you put that? Have you put that down at all yet? Or
I have put down one and two, so now I'm ready for three.
Yep, you can put that down. Not a problem. You just want to make sure, you know, the watering just keeps going with it. We've had a lot of rain, but on the Cape, you haven't had as much as, you know, north of Boston. So just make sure the watering is done and it doesn't burn out that way. But I think you're definitely going to be fine to do that.
So I put down two, I think, about four weeks ago, maybe 5 weeks ago.
If you did it 4 weeks ago, wait another 2 weeks. If you did it 5 weeks ago, wait another week before you put it down. Because a lot of these fertilizers last about 6 weeks in the soil. So we don't want to overdo it and copy it that way. So I think I might wait a little bit of time.
But the Love Your Soil and Magi-Cal could be put down together?
Yes, definitely.
And how about fertilizing hydrangeas? I have the everlasting.
The endless summer there?
Endless summer.
Yep.
They're coming out pink. They're only 3 years old, but they're pink. And I put soil acidifier down about, I don't know, 2 weeks ago. Should I put more down?
I wouldn't. You don't want to overdo it, but the soil acidifier will help it. It takes some time. It might take a full season for it to really work.
Oh.
But it will work for you. It definitely will.
So can I put down Hollytone to fertilize it now, or should I wait till the fall? Or?
Wait till the fall with the Hollytone. Reason being is you could burn them a little bit with that. It's meant, it has, you know, more acidic type soils, but it's meant to... It's meant to help it in the fall, in the spring as well, to get it growing the way you're looking for it to do.
Okay. And I have called before on a grub situation, and grub started for me in May, and I put down the strong 24-hour grub killer.
Yep.
Several times, but at least twice. And then I put down the long-term one as well, but there's still, I still see holes in my lawn. These little tiny holes that are about an inch around and maybe a half an inch deep. And
okay.
some critter is actually pulling the grass aside and making a little hole. So can I put down more of that grub killer plus?
So that 24-hour control, you can, because it puts everything it has out in that 24-hour span. It's not one where it has the long-term effects for it. So I would put it down, and you would be fine.
And what about the long-term ones? Like, when is the time to prevent this from happening next year?
So the long-term, you would be putting down at the beginning of June would be the first time you would put it down.
Okay. And not in the fall.
No, so you'd want to put it down at the beginning of June. The beginning of June is the perfect time for it to get into the plant and last for 3+ months. Because that's what, so that long term will only last 3 months. If you put it down too early, it's not going to be as effective until the end of the season like you're looking for. Because you're looking for it to last you until the grubs are active, which is in all the way into August.
Yeah, okay. All right, so I can put down the 24-hour frequently, like every couple of weeks or every week?
I would say, I don't know if I do it every couple of weeks, maybe like once a month would be fine. If you're seeing them really bad, you could probably do it twice a month. It seems like it is pretty bad for you, so you could put it like every couple of weeks. But long-term effects, you don't want it to kill everything that's in there at the same time.
Right, right. Okay, thank you so much.
All right, Jean. Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have some more calls. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Neil is in Maine.
Neil, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, good morning, Patrick.
How are
you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great, thank you. Patrick, I planted about a half a dozen Canadian hemlocks probably 5-6 years ago. Actually, it was through the advice of your father and... they come up great, and I spaced them probably 4 to 5 feet apart. I didn't space them in a straight line. I kind of did a little bit of a zigzag on them.
Yep.
But they've grown so well that they're actually now starting to grow into one another, which is giving us the type of coverage we want, you know, for privacy. But I'm just concerned, is that going to create any issues with, you know, circulation of air through them, or is there anything I should be concerned about, or should I pretty much just let them go?
Well, so you kind of want to let them go, but, some of the things to prevent some of that, you can thin out some of the branches in between them a little bit, but it's not like, it's not something that is the end of the world if you don't, right? It's not like the plants are going to die or something like that. You're just going to see some brown on the inside, just not on the outside. You're going to see green around the outside. So sometimes what I would do is just thin out some of the dead branching that's on the inside once they've grown together. And what I mean is just cut some of the branches that are all brown on the inside because they don't get the sunlight, etc. So it thins out the inside and there's not dead in there and they can focus on the new growth on the outside. Keeping hemlocks healthy is important for when it comes to like that woolly adelgid and not worrying about it. Hemlocks, when they're healthy, they're not weakened by something else. They're fine from the woolly adelgid. So I would just want to keep it healthy by thinning it out a little bit on the inside, cleaning it, that type of thing. But it's not, honestly, it's not like life or death for the plant.
Okay. That brown that you talk about cutting back, should I cut that back all the way to the, you know, to the stem?
Yeah. So what I'd want you to do is take a look on the inside and see, you know, is it, scratch the bark on the inside and see if any of it is dead wood or if it's, you know, if it's still green underneath, maybe cut back to where you see it brown and that's about it. Okay. But I definitely try to thin it out on the inside just to help with the other parts of the growth.
Okay. And okay. I had been doing the annual tree and shrub.
Perfect.
Should I continue to do that?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's great. Right. Patrick, thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, I ran right through those calls so quickly that we opened up the boards again. So anybody who has some questions, give us a call because we're here to help you answer your gardening questions. Again, that phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And with all the rain we've been having, lots of fungus out there. There is a fungus among us. So keep an eye out on it. Take some preventative measures, cleaning up some of your vegetable gardens, thinning out some of the leaves, getting rid of some of the sucker growth, helping airflow move through those plants easier for you so you don't have to worry about the fungus sitting on the inside of the plant and working its way out. So if you do have questions, give us a call. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Your lovely tree attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BearAdvanced.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end, but body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or extensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Just like that, we got a bunch of calls back on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Steve is in Cape Cod.
Steve, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I was calling about dapod willows.
Okay.
Shrubs.
Yep.
The best way to trim them, when the best time is to trim them, and how much of the plant can be trimmed safely at once.
Okay. So a dappled willow is an awesome-looking plant. It's one of my favorite-looking plants out there. Just the cool new growth, the white and green and sometimes pink on it. I just love it. So definitely a cool plant, and it grows like a weed sometimes. So when it is not like very hot or the temperatures aren't extreme, that's a good time to prune it back because it when it gets too warm, sometimes it can affect it in the wrong way that we're looking for, not in the beneficial way. So you could prune it back at this time right now, because it looks like the next couple weeks is going to be cooler. I would see no problem with you doing it now if you wanted to, or you could wait till the fall. You could also do it first thing in the spring next year. You can cut it back by, a third. Sometimes you can even cut it back by a little bit more than that. Maybe a little bit more than a third, but I would never, on something like this, cut it back by more than half. Temperature wise, you want the cooler temperatures. What the reason we say that for the majority of plants is when it's really hot and you make a cut on there, the plant will dry out a little bit quicker when you have that hot temperatures. When it's cooler, it doesn't dry it out as quickly. The plant is a little bit has a little bit more time to really kind of get better, if you will, while it's being pruned. So I think with the weather the way it is, right now might not be a bad time to do it.
As far as timing, it can be done as late as in the fall?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes, because it's the plant starts to go into a dormant stage a bit, and by doing this, it allows the plant to just focus on its root system, not just its trying to push new growth. So the fall is definitely a fine time to do it.
And if I trim it now, will it get more growth this summer?
It might. It definitely might. It's something to keep an eye out for. But I don't see it being a problem with you pruning it now, especially with the way the temperatures are. The bigger, like, fear is just heat, because heat will really dry out a plant, dehydrate the rest of the plant, so you'll do more bad than good.
I see. And as far as the use of what tool would you use to do that?
I'd personally use pruners rather than like a hedge trimmer. Sometimes with hedge trimmers, when it makes a cut, it sometimes bends the branch because it's a little bit thicker than it should be, and makes the cut not a clean cut. That being said, if you want to use the hedge trimmers, right, and clean it that way, then take a look at it and see if you can find any of the branches that have, like, almost like a little bit of the bark left, like a sticking up for where the cut was, or it's like a jagged cut, and clean those up with the regular pruners. That way it has a nice spot for it to callus over and be clean and not open up the possibility of, like, pathogens, etc.
I see.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, great. Thanks very much.
No problem, Steve. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You as well.
Bye-bye.
Yep.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. When we get back, more of your questions. I know I have a bunch on the line, so we will do everything we can to help you out before the show runs out for this week. So stay tuned for those questions. We're going to take that break again. Number 855-660-4261. Like I said, taking a break. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Over 60 people had to be decontaminated after a chemical leak at a Texas amusement park. The incident occurred Saturday at Six Flags Splashdown outside of Houston. Authorities say an airborne chemical leak caused guests to experience minor skin and/or inhalation irritation. 26 people were sent to hospitals for treatment. The park was closed down for the rest of the day. And the largest of more than 70 wildfires burning in the western United States has become one of the biggest in the history of the state of Oregon. The Bootleg Fire, which has been burning in and around the Fremont-Winema National Forest for nearly 2 weeks, has scorched more than 280,000 acres. Firefighters say they've been able to get it 22% contained, but add that a combination of gusty winds, low humidity, and dry vegetation on the forest floor has provided the fire with an abundance of fuel. The Bootleg Fire has so far destroyed 21 homes, with authorities listing more than 5,000 as threatened. This is USA Radio News. The Centers for Disease Control say the unvaccinated are driving a new rise in COVID cases. But some health officials also say that misinformation about COVID and its vaccines are helping drive the spread. Brad Bernards reports.
With COVID-19 cases rising in all 50 states, health officials say it's clear that unvaccinated people are both driving the increase in cases and are most at risk. This is Dr. Tyson Bell, medical ICU director at the University of Virginia.
I think one thing to really discuss is the misinformation that's really out there. I think that's really been a pandemic in and of itself. The fact that people are getting inaccurate information that leads them to believe that the vaccines are either unsafe or not effective or they're not necessary.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And three of the Texas House Democrats who fled to Washington, D.C. to stop a vote on Texas's controversial election reform bill have tested positive for COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Do a bunch of calls on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Louise is in Northford, Connecticut.
Louise, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning. I have a pink mimosa tree. I purchased it last year, and I just want to make sure that I do everything I can to keep it happy and healthy and keep flowering. I've never had one before. Are they difficult to grow?
They aren't. So a couple things. So they like the full sun. The soil should be well drained soil, right?
Yeah.
It wants to be. So the water's not sitting there. It doesn't want to just sit in water like some plants do enjoy. To be honest, the soil can be alkaline or acidic. It's not like it has to be one or the other. So that makes it easier because you're not always worrying about the pH levels. You're not worrying about all these other things, right? It likes when it does get watered. It wants the deeper waterings, so like take a hose and let it just seep into the plant itself, versus like quick waterings here and there. You know what I mean? It wants to have the deeper soakings. Trying to think what else we you'd want to fertilize normally like you would like any type of tree. So you would do like a tree tone in the spring. You could do the tree tone in the fall again to get at half the rate to just give it something back that way.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what else, like pruning wise, you know, just kind of cleaning out any of the sucker growth that you might see. So sucker growth would be any of the branches that kind of go straight up and down, pop out from the side. That would be good to do. Other than that, I mean, it's not a lot to deal with.
Okay, good. They're very pretty.
Yes, they have a cool looking flower once they do flower.
Okay, and then I have a question on blueberry bushes.
Okay.
Mine are about 15 years old, and I wanted to know if I should chop them down to the ground or rejuvenate them. They don't seem to be producing like they used to.
Okay.
Any suggestions there?
Yeah, so you need to, each year, you kind of need to prune blueberries, especially the bush form, not the low-growing ones, because they produce better fruit on a couple-year-old growth. When they get to be like 15 years plus and they haven't really been pruned, that can affect them long-term. They actually want you to prune in the spring. When you can even prune it when there's snow on the ground. So early spring, basically end of winter, early spring. You don't want to like shear them, right? We're not trying to get them into like a ball. We want to get them to stay like the bush form that they already are in. Clean out some of the sucker growth with those. Clean out some of the multiple year old branches. And you can tell that by how thick they are and the more like bark, like heavier bark than they have. If you look at some of the newer blueberry branches, they're going to have like, depending upon the season, almost like a red tinge to them a little bit.
Okay.
Those are the
mm-hmm.
newer growth. The woody structure is the older growth. So you're going to want to get rid of some of those. You don't want to get rid of all of them because they will produce on the older branching. But you're really thinning out these plants early in the spring to get for next year. Some of the real old ones, they're not going to produce. You just got to get rid of completely. So you might be looking at, you know, an inch and a half, 2 inch thick stalks on part of it that kind of need to go. It might really make it look thin, but it's better for the long-term effects of the blueberries.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very, very much.
No problem, Louise. You have a great rest of your day.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We do have some more calls. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in Plymouth.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
My problem is my clematis. It looks real nice in June, about 8 feet tall, couple of flowers, couple of leaves, and then every year by this time in July, it's dying from the bottom up.
Okay. What type of clematis is it?
I think from using my camera app, it's called a Victicella.
Okay. So some of these, some of what you're seeing could be like a wilt. It's a fungus that will affect the stem lower by the soil line and work its way up. So what it does is it cuts off like the water flow, and so that's why you start to see it. So it's a fungus, right? How can we prevent this from happening each year? Thinning out the base is a good thing to do. So some of the leaves that are well below, that are really below, thinning out those a little bit. And I'm not saying take off every leaf, like when we talk about the tomatoes. I'm talking more of just thin out a few of them so airflow can go through, right? Water just the soil versus on top of the plant when we're watering, right? We can't do anything when it rains. It's just going to come from up above. There's no problem with that. The other thing is in the fall, right, you've seen this wilt happen, and it happens multiple years. Clean it up. Cut it back to as close to the ground as possible for the affected vines and get rid of the vine and the leaves that are there. Don't let them overwinter, right? Don't let them just sit there. I know it might, you know, look at it and say, all right, well, the vine's like this, you know, 20 feet tall. But if it continues to do this each year, it's going to continue to do it the next year, the year after, until you take care of it. You can look at spraying it with, you know, a copper fungicide, but at this point, it's already kind of done its damage. We're looking at for next year's season, and by making sure that we don't let the fungus sit in the soil over winter, that's one of the biggest things to do. Are you seeing, like, do you see any black spots on leaves, too?
Yes, yes, there are spots on the leaves. I mean, now it's about, now it's dead about halfway up.
Yep, and that, so there's, it's not really like there's, like I said, you can try the copper fungicide, but that's not really going to do much. The damage is already done, and even using it as a preventative sometimes isn't the best way to do it. It's by getting rid of the damage that's there now for next year, so that next year it's not coming back. It wants a little bit of a, you know, a slightly alkaline soil, so you're going to want to raise the pH so it's not acidic, right? So that will help it. Try to mulch the lower part to help, you know, the root system be a little bit shaded, so then it will can try to build a bigger root system. But the idea really is here is once it really starts, it's going to do it year after year until you cut it back and treat it that way, and just get rid of it. Don't keep them in like a compost pile. Just get rid of it.
Okay. Now the copper fungicide. Do I do that preventatively next year?
I would try to use it early in the season, just as a preventative. You could also, since it's not something you consume, you might want to use something like Infuse. Infuse is a systemic, lasts a little bit longer, about 21 days when it's a liquid form. It would be something that either the copper fungicide or the Infuse I would spray at night so that the bees aren't active on there if it's flowering, so you don't affect them in any way. Even though it's a fungicide, any form of something that could cover any of the bees can affect them long term.
Okay, that sounds good. I'll try it next year.
All right, and then, like I said, just it might not be the whole vine that's damaged. It might just be some of it. Just try to get rid of the damaged vines because they'll just continue the cycle of that disease.
Now, usually by the end of July, after everything's dead, it will start to come back. It will start growing shoots and start growing flowers again also.
Yep, and that's, but the thing is that disease is still there.
Right,
so
yeah.
That's why we got to try and cut it down for this fall. And get rid of it so we can break that disease cycle.
Okay, very good.
All right. Thank you so much for the phone call, Bob.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, Nathan, we got anybody else on the line?
Yep, they're all stacking up. Pat's in Dartmouth.
Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. I have had my vegetable garden for years, and this year I have a infestation of earwigs.
Okay.
That's overtaken my garden.
Gotcha. Sounds like a horror.
Everything. Yeah. I looked on Pinterest and I put out traps and containers with vegetable oil and soy sauce. And you wouldn't believe how many are in there every day.
Yep.
But I haven't been able to grow much in my vegetable garden except like tomatoes. They've ate my beet leaves, string beans, basil. So I've had to grow it on pots.
Yep.
But is there anything I can do? I use diatomaceous earth on the plants.
Okay, that was one of the things I was going to bring up. Diatomaceous earth around the whole area is helpful, so it kind of breaks, it cuts them and it will kill them that way.
Yeah.
Some people use like sticky barriers, like sticky, like you would use for like fruit flies, you know what I mean, that type.
Yeah.
Those are all types to do it. Some people will even go into like a pesticide that you could use, like a 8 or a I'm trying to think what else. 8 would be a really good one to use for it, spraying them. You got to start early as well. So what I would do at the beginning of the season before you start planting anything and the ground is starting to, I would cover the whole area with the diatomaceous earth, right?
Uh-huh.
Because it'll start, as they're coming out of the ground, it'll cut them up and kill them. Once they're in there, they're in there. They start laying their eggs. They start doing all those things. So that's why we want to try to get ahead of it. So early spring, when you're right before you're starting to plant, start putting that diatomaceous earth, getting those traps in there to get rid of them early. Because once they get established, then they start their life cycle multiple times. So that could be, you know, getting it early is the key to this one for the next couple of
years. Can I put it down before winter too?
I wouldn't. It doesn't last as long. It can break up a little bit more. I gotta hit a break.
Okay.
I will be back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack with Spinosad. Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We have a bunch of calls on the line. We're going to try to get through as many as possible in the last couple minutes here. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Rob is in Cape Cod.
Rob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
How can we help
there's
you?
There's no more birds. There's no more birds around my neighborhood. I don't know what's going on. Have you heard anything about this in other parts of New England?
I have, actually, and I touched on it a little bit earlier today, but I know not all the stations get us at all times. And one of the things I brought up was the Audubon Society has actually said there is a mysterious disease going on around out there that is actually killing blue jays, some grackles, robins, etc. Now, what they're asking people to do is take down the bird feeders, empty out bird baths, and report to the Audubon Society if you're finding any birds that are just, you know, that have perished on your property. If they have, like, crusty eyes, or if you see birds that are kind of, like, twitching or moving around erratically on the ground. Because this disease, they've done all these testings, and it's not like a flu. It's not like the bird flu or anything like that. But you're seeing it in, you know, outside of New England, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, oh, wow. Ohio, Maryland, etc. It's an unknown disease that's happening. And so I'm noticing it, but the Audubon Society midweek put something out that said take your feeders down and your bird baths, flip them over. Yeah. because they say what happens is if birds are congregating together, they'll actually, they can pass it from bird to bird. There's no human contact. It's not like a human disease or livestock or anything like that that they've seen. It's just in the birds at this moment.
No, I haven't seen any ill birds, but we had a couple of families of turkeys walking around the neighborhood. I don't even see one turkey now.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I'm seeing, just yesterday I saw, two turkeys with, four baby turkeys. So, and there's some out there, but it's not as crazy as it has been.
No, I used to have hundreds of birds in my grass, you know?
So I think that's part of it, and they're doing a lot of studies right now to see what's going on. But anybody who's listening, if something like that comes up, you see a bird that has an issue like this, the Audubon Society wants to know about it so they can help figure out what's going on and we can help prevent it so we can bring our birds back because we're not seeing a lot of them.
No. Well, listen, I'll let you go. Thank you very much for your time, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, Rob. You have a great rest of your day.
You.
Thanks. We got another call, Nathan.
John's in New Hampshire.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I plan to reseed the lawn sometime in August to avoid the effect of the weeds left.
Yep.
Problem weeds. Then my plan is to rototill everything, rake out all the vegetation, smooth everything out, and I don't want to use Roundup or anything similar because that's bad stuff. My question is: once everything's smoothed out, do I need to use the seed splitter for putting down the seed, or just broadcast it because it's been rototilled?
You can definitely broadcast it. One thing I would suggest for you, if possible, is get rid of the vegetation that's there first before you rototill it. Reason being is there could be some weed seeds underneath it where there's some issues. So try to get rid of any of the debris and everything first, then rototill it, then put your seed down.
Well, if I don't want to use Roundup, how do I get rid of the vegetation?
So there's some organic sprays out there. Adios is a product from Natural Alternative. There's also Burnout from Bonide, which is an organic version that's a weed killer. It comes with like citric acid, and it'll burn that way. It uses the sun, if we ever see the sun again, to help break the outer layer of the blades of weed and dries it out and kills it that way. So that's an organic way to do it. It's Bonide's Burnout that would work for you. I have to, we're ending the show, so I appreciate the call, John. For everybody out there, be good to each other. Get out there, plant something, and I'll see you in a couple weeks. I'm off next week. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.